Welcome to Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Bob Leonard, and we're joined by Knoxville Recreation Center Brandon Nemers talking about some upgrades at the facility. So, Brandon, I hear that the Knoxville Recreation Center is coming off a good year.
Yeah, we just finished up our fiscal year here. The City Council has given us direction to be 50% self-supporting, and we've broke that mark every year, and actually have kind of gradually increased, kind of closed the gap there on what we need to be subsidized on. So, yeah, great fiscal year. When you make improvements, like equipment and flooring and things like that, that's the kind of thing brings more people to the facility. So.
You got to constantly be upgrading, right?
Yeah, we're trying. We've been very fortunate the last probably 2 to 3 years to get some new equipment. Right now in the cardio room, with exception of our two ellipticals and a couple of our bikes, everything's been brand new in the last couple years. As for the weight room, we just got in our new Cybex equipment here actually yesterday. We've put a new squat press in the last year or two, a new functional trainer. We've been adding dumbbells and stuff too. So to focus on those two rooms, we've made a lot of good improvements. So.
When I was in there was just a couple of ladies using those Cybex machines. Something mm-hmm. special about them?
You know what? The equipment we had in there before, the city had purchased that, I would say approximately 10 years ago, and that was used at the time. It wasn't very user-friendly. We have heavier weight stacks now to hit that those guys that need that higher weight. But they're also designed a little bit better too, a little more user friendly. So it's kind of opened up some space too in our weight room as we kind of try to do what we can to make that user friendly in that small space. So
there was enough space for people to move around, do their workout. And one of the nice things about it is too that you can have conversations, share tips with each other, mm-hmm. just in general chat too, and work out with somebody.
Yep, absolutely. The way we have it set up in there, you kind of got to go in a kind of a U shape there. So we look at everything when we try to put different equipment in there. We sit there and put our heads together and try to get the best setup we can. But absolutely, the machines are set up that, if you're working out with somebody, you can be right next to them talking to them and so forth. So.
Yeah, it's easier sometimes with somebody else.
Yeah, yep, a little motivation. So,
well, one of the things that amazes me is when I get your little catalogs, all the programs that you offer the community. How many do you know, even off the top of your head, do you know how many you might offer?
Off the top of my head, I don't know for sure, but we typically put out about 40 fitness classes a week. You also have all the youth programs and adult programs, but we're actually gearing up to be releasing our new program guide here in the next couple of weeks. And we got a couple new programs in there. We're going to bring back mixed softball, which is co-ed, here to kind of highlight the renovations at Young's Park in the spring. And actually, we've got an adult flag football league that will be starting out here in our multi-purpose fields in September. So, on top of all the stuff we typically do, the turkey trot, the June jog, our youth basketball, youth soccer, and things like that. So we try to program our facilities the best we can. So
we're pretty much using all parts of the day too. You're open at 5 and close what?
Close at 9. Yep, close at 9 during the week. So we're here 96 hours a week, this facility. So got a lot going on, a lot to squeeze in there, but we do our best to with the space we're given. And that doesn't include our programs that are outside of our facility, like on our grounds there at Young's Park and so forth. So we have something for everyone.
But one of the things that you just did, and maybe you do it every year, but I just noticed it was kids golf. And that was everybody was talking about that kids golf program.
Yep. We try to do golf lessons and tennis lessons each summer. And we've been fortunate to have very good instructors with that. So they kind of help sell the program too. I just have to organize it, make sure it's all, ready to roll. And those guys are the ones doing the hard work there of, administering the lessons. But like I said, we try to offer a variety. We know not everybody's into the same things. So we try to do what we can. So.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, Brandon Nemers, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIA, KRLS.com.